For a lot of kids, public speaking is scary, even more scary than heights, bugs, and clowns. This summer, parents in the Chinese-American community in the Triangle area tried using debate to help their kids get over their fear of public speaking. WUNC youth reporter Catherine Gan prepared this story.
Most 7th graders spent this past summer swimming at the pool or hanging out with their friends. But not Hannah Wang. She's one of 20 kids who attended a week-long debate camp for the Chinese-American community in Wake County.
So everyone, keep in mind, send me 2 points for affirmative, 2 points in negative, claim more data impact.
I was one of the instructors, and I watched Hannah walk into camp every day with her ponytail flopping on top of her purple backpack. At first, she was shy and reserved.
Also nervous. Sometimes you feel you might like mess up or something.
These feelings may have been heightened by the boys who dominated the room.
Boys are always the loudest.
That's where this camp has played a role, in helping these Chinese-American girls become more comfortable and confident when speaking. Grace Jin was another instructor at the camp. She debated at Cary Academy, and she knows just how loud these boys can be.
Everyone consistently on stage, other than when I would place, was always above 6 foot. They were all white males, they all had blue eyes, and they were all semi-aggressive in their style, and it was almost the standard at the time. So, I mean, anytime a female competitor, or I'm 5'2 myself, a shorter competitor, or even any person of color did well, it was surprising to people.
Grace and I worked on empowering kids like Hannah to speak up. This is why Hannah's mom, Hui Ming Chen, was more than happy to drive her daughter to camp every morning.
Yes, people, most compared to the American kids and the Chinese kids, sometimes they feel like they are more open to express, the U.S. kids. So if they live here, we want them to be like more adapted to the culture and more freely to express their idea.
By nudging kids to improve communication skills, the parents say they're moving away from a typical Chinese emphasis on science and math. Redefining norms is no easy task. To get there, I led students in researching topics like increasing the minimum wage and investing in India. We also worked on presentation skills, perfecting pitch, tone, and hand motions.
So, do you see how I glance down, but I can like basically know what it says? So I look at it and then I explain it.
On the last day of camp, Hannah Wang walked up to the front of the room, her familiar ponytail bobbing.
Negative speakers, please rise.
She introduced herself before giving her speech.
I thank the chair for the judges and parliamentarians that Senator H. Wang spelled H-W-A-N-G. As always, I'm at the leisure of those above me, so give me a smile or a nod whenever you're ready.
In just a week, Hannah, who barely said a word on her first day, gave an entire speech on pursuing military action in the South China Sea.
China does not want any peace brought in the South China Sea. According to Jay Wang, China is untrustworthy.
Maria Liu was the coordinator of the camp. She says that many Chinese parents hold advanced degrees and work at well-known tech firms, but few advance to management positions. I've seen this with my own parents. Maria believes that public speaking is crucial for Chinese-American kids like Hannah to see themselves as leaders.
The way that we can tell people our vision, the way we can talk with people, the way we can communicate with people to not only show our ideas, we are hard workers, but also we also can lead this world, we can run this world.
As for me, I wish there had been a camp like this when I was 12. I had to figure it out mostly on my own, but I did. And I'm excited that maybe the next time I'm judging a high school debate tournament, I won't be the only Chinese girl in the room. For WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute, I'm Catherine Gan.